I'm Patricia Camilleri, Director of the Communications and Alumni Relations Office here at the University of Malta. In this series called Research Matters, I shall be discussing the many research projects undertaken by the university's academics from all fields of study. I'm very happy to have with me in the studio today on Research Matters, Professor Carmel Vassallo, who is the head of Department of Spanish here at the University of Malta, and Mr. Mario Buttigieg, who is from the International Relations Unit within the Ministry of Education, Employment and the Family. And we're going to talk about a really interesting and great initiative, the Language Assistance Program with Spain. And this is an initiative which is obviously of interest to any of our students who are studying Spanish here at the university. Perhaps before we actually talk about the program itself and have a bit of detail about what's behind it and the rest, perhaps, Professor Vassallo, you could give us a little bit of an overview of the situation concerning Spanish here at the university and perhaps in Malta, really.
Fine. Thank you very much, Tricia, for having us over to give this information. First of all, it's very important to rectify at the very outset that, in fact, this is of interest not just to people who are studying Spanish, but the interest goes beyond that. That's extremely important. Otherwise, people who are not studying Spanish may just switch off at this stage.
No, they definitely mustn't do that. Absolutely.
Okay. We are actually living, as the Chinese would say, though not necessarily in the meaning that the Chinese would normally use it, we're living exciting times as far as Spanish is concerned. We're living exciting and interesting times because, in fact, after really what was a dip when Spain closed its embassy here after the decision not to proceed with, accession to the European Union and so on, there was this downturn. But luckily, we managed to sort of hang on in there and things have come back again. Spain has opened up their embassy and so on. They upgraded the level of support they were giving us. So this has enabled us to really once again get underway in a serious manner. Now, we are preparing to offer a BA honors and a PGC that, as you know, is a certificate, postgraduate certificate in education, a teacher training course of 1 year. But most importantly, a BA honors in Spanish, which will basically put it on par with the other languages. In fact, Spanish now has shifted from being a division within the Mediterranean Institute. It has, in fact, been upgraded to become a department on the same level as other modern languages. And the intent, rector's intent, is that it should attain, in fact, the same status and have the same number of lecturers, local and so on and so forth, and support. We have many, many things underway. Just talking about the BA, we've got people, specialists in different areas preparing units right as we speak to be able to offer them in October. There's a gentleman from Peru who's going to be lecturing on the music of Spain and Latin America. Stephen Florian this year has started Spanish Drama in the Golden Age. Morris Side, who's preparing Anthropology of Spain and Latin America. Camus Wagner, Theory and Practice of Translation. Katia Borgia, Modern Contemporary. These are all very young people, all very, very, very kind of keen people, which obviously is very important when something new is starting out, who are really investing a lot of effort and time and effort to prepare these courses when we start the BA honors next October.
How do you go about encouraging people to get interested in Spanish, really? Because sort of by the time they've come here to university or they've reached that age, perhaps it's they've made their decisions.
Yes,
and yet you want to be interesting them in an area which, as you say, has not been the most popular. I mean, obviously the languages here in Malta, obviously English, Maltese and Italian and French are the traditional ones.
Obviously the traditional ones. I mean, one has got to accept that our society is a fairly conservative one in nature. It's not one of sort of, it doesn't plunge into new adventures. Incidentally, when I was talking about people working on study units and so on, one must first of all give tribute to the two Spanish lecturers course, the two Spanish teaching assistants which we have here, sent for and paid for by the Spanish government, which obviously is extremely important. They are the specialists in Spanish philology, and they are the core of the course. Now, coming to your question, as you say very correctly, you got to catch them young, as they say with the Jesuits. No, if you catch them young, and we try to do a lot of work in schools. I was just mentioning when we were talking before the program started to Mr. Buttigieg concerning the matter of what has happened with Spanish in the schools. There's been a kind of a lull because there's been changes as to requirements of how many foreign languages you take and so on and so forth. But despite the fact that Spanish was kind of the new kid on the block, I mean, the one before it, I think, was German, started about 20 years before in the schools. But nevertheless, last year, for the very first time, more people did Spanish sec than did German sec. So we consider that's good progress. And I think that was a consequence of what we used to operate before the downturn. Used to go around with, you probably know Rosanna Mayra or Sharon Sapienza. We used to go around on what we used to refer to as a Spanish roadshow. We used to go to the schools, show them a good time type of thing. You know, they see dancing, you know, they get very excited about it and so on. And that's when they got hooked onto the subject. Them, and also very important to look after the teachers and the guidance teachers, for example, used to look after them, get them, sort of feed them Spanish food and so on. You'd be amazed how
Spanish you can get wine.
And wine, obviously, inevitably, inevitable component of any Spanish event. So we were doing it in the schools. We are, in fact, right at this very moment doing the same thing. We have just interviewed what will be the first recruit, local recruit, and this person, apart from doing her regular job in the department, both within the Faculty of Education and the Faculty of Arts, will also be entrusted by me to actually work the schools systematically. But the problem is that at the moment we have the presence of Spanish is overwhelming, not exclusively, but overwhelmingly in the public sector. We want to nurture that, and we want to improve on that, but we also want to explore what can happen in the private sector. And at this particular moment, I have one of the lecturers, Vanessa, who's a very skilled, very, very capable individual. This very week, she hasn't reported to me on it yet, but this very week she met Bernice Mitzi of the private school sector. And we are hoping to, first of all, conduct a kind of our own inquiry into what the state, what happens with private, how, what is happening with foreign languages in the private sector, and see perhaps if there may be a little bit of a niche
for us as somewhere.
Well. But first of all, we'd like to sort of know what's happening. I mean, how do they determine what languages, what offers, and so on and so forth. So we're conducting an exercise, some research in that area, directly with the private school sector, and we hope to be able to see whether we can do some good work there. But we're doing lots of things. This is the first year. We're offering the BA honours from next year, but this is the first year when we have a third year in BA general in Spanish. So this is going to be the first kind of crop, you might say. They're very good people. I've just been in my office where we often do class, and one of the lecturers is with the bunch of seven who hopefully graduate at the end of the year. And they're really good. They're really good. She's really happy. And I have to fight with her continually about the really high grades she gives. And I tell her that we've got to contextualize them as to what is customary here. Because if you give sort of like 100% to everybody, we're going to have a problem with the administration.
Nobody ever gave me 100%.
Exactly.
Even if I thought I deserved it.
Yes, exactly. It's a question of when in Rome, you got to do what in Rome. You know, people do things differently in different places. So we've got, for the very first time this year, we've got people away on Erasmus Spanish. We've got two girls, two people in Valencia. We've got another person in Oviedo. I'm trying to move them away from the coast and away from the big cities towards what you might call the heartland of Spain. And in fact, we have established a preferential relationship with the University of Saragossa, which is a bit inland. It's a large city. At the same time, it's kind of very Spanish, if you know what I mean. It's not swamped with a lot of foreign people. So that's what I would ideally like them to be exposed to. We have established a very good rapport with them. We're going to actually send, they have waived fees on courses in the summer, and we're going to send a group of 13 students from first years and second years who will be proceeding to Saragossa, to Jaca specifically. It's a city in the mountains away from Saragossa, about just a few minutes, about half an hour's trekking away, actually, because I've done the area. So it's very close to France as well, so we'll be able to cross the border. So as you can see, there's There's a website which will be available very, very shortly. We're waiting for the usual administrative sort of things about giving it clearance and so on. And obviously now we have what Mario is here to talk about, which is magnificent, first ever opportunity for Maltese graduates, be they of Spanish or any other subject, and even if they don't know Spanish at the moment, they can do a crash course, which is organized by the Centro Hispano-Maltese. We have a very good rapport with them. In fact, I've arranged for the director of studies of the center to proceed to Zaragoza to give kind of like a lecture on Malta and so on, project Malta a little bit over there, and at the same time she'll be in the company of the students. So we have this incredible opportunity, which is really an opportunity to make up for what I have always felt was an important lacuna in our courses, which is that a modern language course in Britain, I mean, my first degree was from Britain, and I know it firsthand, particularly at the Westminster University, where all the interpreters get trained and so on, and translators. A year abroad is an integral part, a sine qua non, in fact, of a modern languages degree. Now, we don't have that here. We probably can't have that here because of money and all sort of things. No? But this is the next best thing for our own. But even so, those who are not graduates of Spanish, if they just go and do an intensive course with the Circulo over the summer, which they have, and if they don't have it, I will organize it to make up for it. Like I have organized this courses, for example, for nurses who went on Erasmus so that they could have a basic rudimentary Spanish. So it's, we're small. So that is the consequence. We're hungry and we're flexible. So we're not set in our ways. So we're open to all sort of ideas. So we can get people who may be engineers who want to learn a little bit of Spanish enough to be able to go to Spain and teach for a year or two, I believe. But Mario is a better place to inform you about all this.
So, Mr. Mutujic, at this point, do come in and tell us a bit about this language assistance program.
The language assistance program is a new concept for Malta, so I don't expect that a lot of people know about it, especially students. The intention basically is to send students to Spanish primary and secondary schools to assist the Spanish teacher delivering English lessons, with the intention to upgrade the oral language side. Obviously, there is what we call in bilateral level the reciprocity basis, which means that we send Maltese students and we also accept Spanish students. And through this, we will have sort of an added advantage, an added benefit, in the sense that the Spanish students who come over to Malta will assist the Maltese teachers delivering Spanish lessons in the oral Spanish. Obviously, the teachers who are responsible for the classes will continue to have the responsibility for the class and the lesson, and the language assistant will be simply there to assist.
An extra bit of help and expertise.
Yes. I mean, as far as Spanish is concerned, definitely there is a huge benefit for the Maltese teacher to have a Spanish teacher, especially when one considers the cultural aspects that one covers during a lesson. Though this is a new concept to us, it's not a new concept to the large European countries. I mean, Spain, for example, have been running a language assistance program since 1936. The UK sends abroad over 2,000 students and accepts nearly 3,000 students every year. So it's quite a big thing, and it is a good opportunity for students to sort of extend their cultural background and the level of their spoken language.
And I suppose there are criteria as to who can go, what kind of a CV you have to have to be able to apply?
Exactly. The criteria is quite basic. I mean, what is generally accepted is just to be proficient in the Spanish language, and the level is not that high. I mean, Spain, or rather the Spanish authorities, refer to level 2A2 of the Common European Framework of Reference of for Languages. Basically, this reference is split in three segments, A, B, and C, with each segment again being split in two. A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2, with C2 being the mastery for the language. Now, what they are expecting is simply having an A2 level, so it's...
Because they just need to make themselves understood, because it's really their own language skills that they're bringing with them that are going to be useful.
What they would need is to communicate in basic Spanish, obviously being there for... one academic year would help them insert themselves in the language, and obviously by the end of their stay would
one would
have
hope
improved.
They would come back pretty proficient.
So even though the Spanish authorities might expect that applicants should have an A-level standard, but on the other hand, their expectations is not so high with us Maltese, in view of the fact that English is one of our national languages. The background for this program is rather recent. I mean, the first time that it was raised in bilateral discussions was just 8 months ago, on 5th June, when a visiting Spanish delegation raised up the issue with the Maltese high authorities at the Ministry of Education, especially with the Permanent Secretary, Dr. Christopher Bazzina, and he took this on board and pushed on it, and 8 months down the road...
Pretty fast, really.
Yes, it's not normal.
If I may sort of butt in there a little bit, sorry to... but there were, the genesis of it actually goes back a bit further. This was one of the very first priorities of the new Spanish ambassador when she was appointed a couple of years back. So she knew someone who kind of... So she really wanted this. So obviously, it took time for it to mature administratively and so on within the ministry. But she really, when she came, the very first time I met her, to kind of brief her a little bit about what's happening both at university and within the schools, she mentioned this to me. And I said, that would be brilliant because of this year away, the absence of the year away thing.
She obviously saw it as a priority.
An individual also should have... should produce a medical certificate which ascertains that he is in good mental and physical health. And we are also asking that the applicant should be in possession of an EFL qualification, even though this is not required by the Spanish authorities themselves.
They don't actually require it?
No.
Oh, I see.
That's to guarantee that our own students have good English?
Exactly. I mean, the first students that we are sending out would be sort of our first ambassadors, and we have to give our best impression, mm-hmm. especially at the initial stage of this interesting program.
So they're going to help in their Spanish teachers with their English, spoken English. Then obviously our students have to make sure that they have as good English as possible, really, in the circumstances.
So, since the issue was first raised up, we rushed to issue a call for the first academic year, which started last October, and we managed to find a candidate. And we also received four Spanish language assistants, whom we have allocated to four different colleges in Malta. Now we are hectic with the second call. I mean, the call will close by the end of this month, and the intention is that by the end of May we would have designated the prospective candidates for the academic year starting in October.
So they would have to leave by October?
By October. The stay in Spain would be from October until May. They will have a short briefing in Madrid for 3 days. And then they are assigned in one of the 15 regions in Spain.
Sounds really exciting. Right?
It is extremely important that we do not forget that there is a wage involved. There is a salary paid.
Yes, I did notice that because I read the the application form.
For our listeners to understand that it's not as if they've got to find their own resources entirely. The amount involved, knowing Spain, is not very, very high. But it depends really where you get sent. If 700 euros in Madrid won't take you very far. But if you get sent to sort of some of the provincial towns and so on, then that is a great help. You may need to be a bit of a self-starter here, if not necessarily take money with you, but definitely organize yourself sufficiently to start giving class in English, if you have the wherewithal, if you're proficient. There's nothing to prevent you supplementing, because, I don't know, perhaps Mario can tell us, what's the commitment in terms of hours? I mean, how many hours do they have to put in?
The commitment is 12 hours a week.
Which is not a great deal.
But it can go up to 20 hours a week, but obviously that would entail that your 700 euros would increase to 1,000.
Of 700 for a basic 12 hours commitment per week, it could go up to about 1,000 if it's increased to 20 hours a week.
Yes,
and you already are starting to
look a bit more.
Yeah, and you are free to, as you are saying, you are free to
supplement your income.
Supplement your income, especially now that English is very much sought.
Hopefully in a legal manner. Sorry.
Obviously, it's important that people go knowing that they'll be able to support themselves, because otherwise it's always a bit dodgy.
It's very important. It's very important to know that you've got sort of like a basic core income coming in rather than have to, you know, depend on handouts or money from home.
And the application?
The application, one can apply through a system, the Spanish system called PROFEX, which is made available on the call for applications. The call also includes the requirements on the details and contact of the Spanish official who is handling Maltese applications in case someone needs to query something. The application has to be submitted by the end of this month.
In fact, that's the deadline, isn't it? 30th March.
30th March, yes. Not exactly the end of this month, because it's a day prior to the end of this month. And also, one has to submit certain documents in hard format to the Ministry of Education in Floriana. Obviously, I mean, if there are any queries, there are various ways how one can tackle them. As I said, there is a contact in Spain. There is a contact at the Ministry of Education, the international unit would handle such queries, and there is also the Spanish embassy in Malta.
The application form does look a bit daunting, admittedly, but they do give it very clear instructions, really. I think if you go about it sort of con calma, it should be okay.
It is daunting because it is catering for thousands of students coming from 5 different continents, so it has to take into perspective the various criteria of different countries. And one has to point out here that Malta is not mentioned in the database, because this is a new experience and something which is being sort of expedited, and we hope that the reference to Malta is made at a later stage, but this should not discourage any students from applying. Mm-hmm. As I said, I mean, what is expected from the language assistance is to assist the Spanish teacher to devise plans phonetic and grammatical corrections in the delivery of the English language, and for supervising students in classrooms together with the Spanish teacher. There are various forms how to do this, and this can be obviously discussed with the teacher in the class. So it's quite a flexible program, and something which language assistants should pick up experience that definitely will stay with them for life. I mean, they would have the opportunity to improve their language skills and explore a community, so it's definitely
an experience not to be missed, absolutely, yeah. If anybody's got the chance, definitely. Well, thank you, Mr. Buttigieg, for that explanation. I do hope a lot of students will apply.
Perhaps for students at the university, it might be useful to add to the various people that Mr. Buttigieg made reference to as contact points. Perhaps you could add my name as contact point as well, which for email purposes is carmel.vassallo@um.edu.mt, the normal kind of university email address.
Yes, useful for our own students, definitely.
Yes, particularly for those on campus. So if they are remotely interested, they can send me an email and I'll forward the contents of the press release to them, and then they can... Not only that, in fact, it occurs to me that we could also be of assistance, because the person who was there at the embassy when this business started last year is now a lector here. So she really knows the ins and outs of it. This is Dr. Vanessa Ruiz Casuso. You probably had dealings with her last year, and she's very knowledgeable about the system, so she would probably be in a very good position to assist them.
Excellent.
So there are so many
options.
Yeah, people ready to help that students should...
Take a plunge and go for it. Well, we've come to the end of our time here, and thank you very, very much, Professor
Carmen
Vassallo and Mr. Mario Buttigieg, for talking to us about Spanish University in Malta and about this language assistance program with Spain. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I do hope you can join us again next week for another edition of Research Matters. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.